And vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Fuck that. You know what? We're going to have a fucking conversation about this because I want to. What is up, everybody? My name is James King. Welcome to another episode of the Shock Factor Podcast. You know what? Me and my mother, we just went to court today. And you know what? We got a lot to fucking talk about. Say what up, Mom.
What up, dudes?
All right, guys. So I'm just going to go ahead and let her kind of explain what happened, why we were there in the first place. And let's just get into this. So what happened? Why did we even go to court today?
5 months ago, I had looked for somebody through a app called Nextdoor.com to help me with a doorbell ring camera. So I had a company from Nextdoor.com come and give me an estimate, and I chose to not utilize that company. 5 months later,
But how did you hear about this company? Did somebody give you this information about this company, or?
Yes, the wife of the husband that owned the company solicited me and said my husband could give you an estimate.
Okay.
So 5 months later, as a matter of fact, it was you had just spent the evening with me, and then you were on your way home. And while you were on your way home, I received a text saying, "Hey, sexy, how about that sensual massage?" And I asked this person, "Who is this?" And they said to me, "A secret admirer. Is that okay?" And I said, "No. Who is this?" I immediately sent the text to you asking you if you could help me find out whose phone number that was.
Right. I remember that.
You did a little bit investigating, and that's when you told me that it was a bogus number that was done on some app. You had then asked me to tell this person to use a different phone number so that you could use the same app they were using, and then you could portray me.
Correct.
And I went to bed, and then probably within 15 minutes, you shot me a text. Mom, apparently I wasn't fast enough for you, so you called.
Well, you know, in those kind of instances, you got to be on the up and up.
And you advised me that we needed to call the authorities because this person knew where I lived.
Right.
And until we had a name, I was not able to contact the authorities. So for 2.5 hours, my 21-year-old son...
That would be me.
...had to listen horrifically the sexual things that this man wanted to do to me for the sole purpose of trying to find out a name so that we could go to the authorities.
Right, so let that sink in. As a 21-year-old, you know, me and my mother have not always had the greatest relationship, but the fact of the matter is, at 21 years old, I'm listening to what this guy, this pervert, wants to do to my mother. The deep sexual nature, the pictures I received. Trust me, there's not enough alcohol in the world that would erase these memories from my brain.
What I did like, though, was the fortune cookie that you received, the message. And it said in there, if there was one thing you could erase from what you saw, what would it be?
Yeah, literally the next day, I went, I forget what Chinese restaurant, I might have gone to Panda Express, something like that. And I got a fortune cookie, and it says, if you could go back in time and fix one thing, or like erase one thing, what would it be? And I'm like, gee, if I could think of one thing after this whole traumatic event, I think I have a pretty solid idea on what I would erase. But anyway, so what happened after that?
So I kind of let it go for a couple of weeks.
Upon
your recommendation. But I would like to call it the Holy Spirit. It was my gut, and I think I've since learned that the gut is my Holy Spirit, was pushing me to not let it go. So I contacted the wife. And I texted her and I said, I need to talk to you regarding your husband. Can we meet at a restaurant or Starbucks? Her response to me was, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. He's sending you inappropriate messages. And I said to her, oh, it's so much worse than that.
So she's over here, like, she knows, she off the bat knew what was going on. That is suspect to me, but...
Yeah, so then, you know, we exchanged a couple of texts, and my heart was really, really heavy for her. I really felt for her. She's got 4 small babies, I think 9 being the oldest, and I just felt for her. And I checked in on her the next day. she advised me that she was doing okay. But I don't know, I still felt heavy in the heart.
I think anybody would, you know, considering it's the wife of somebody who is trying to get in contact with you for sexual gratification. I think anybody would have a heavy heart for any person, male or female, that's in that kind of situation.
Yeah, definitely. Then I did something I probably should not have done. And I texted the pervert telling him, "You've been exposed. I've contacted the authorities and your wife." And he and I had a couple of text exchange, him telling me I'm crazy, I'm harassing him, blah, blah, blah. And I said, "Well, you know, good luck in jail," or something like that. And then I said, "Game on." And then the next thing I did was I contacted the wife to just let her know, "Hey, FYI, I contacted your husband. It's not going to be pretty." And she went off on me. Totally went off.
So she did a complete, you know, 180 of being, "Oh, you know, I'm sorry, blah, 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 that I understand what he's doing." And then a whole 180 to "fuck you" type thing.
Yes, definitely. You know, she was telling me that I liked it and that my boyfriend found out and I was trying to backpedal and...
Do you even have a boyfriend?
I don't know that I would have called him my boyfriend at the time, but I was
dating. Pursuing somebody?
Yeah, we were kind of in the beginning stages of a relationship.
In the pursuit of happiness, if you will.
Yeah, kind of. and she just went off on me, so then I went on the Nextdoor.com app, and I spewed a couple of things, and I kind of exposed him on this Nextdoor app, because in my mind... I felt that we had a sexual predator amongst us, and I wanted my neighbors to know. And, you know, and what made it worse is he's in security and alarms.
Oh, God.
So he could literally put a camera
right
in somebody's house without them knowing. And that just, like, I wanted to vomit. It was just horrible. So, of course, the wife sent me more texts and came even more unglued on me. And then, of course, got those text messages banned. The next day, I went to court and filed an injunction for harassment, which is a non-domestic restraining order, and the judge granted it, and it took 3 weeks to get this guy served. I think he got served either on January 2nd or 3rd.
So it should be easy and done with after that, no?
One would think.
Because you would think they would just accept, okay, yeah, we fucked up, and so let's go ahead and just accept that, right?
Right, but then I went one step further. And I once again posted on this Nextdoor.com app. I did not use their name. I did not use their company name. But I told the community what happened, that I solicited, you know, that I was solicited by this company. I had them come and I chose not to use them. 5 months later, I get sexual texts. And that's just not okay. They used my phone number and my information from that Nextdoor.com app to sexually harass me. And the site literally blew up. I mean, it blew up. And, you know, I just basically said, if you want the person's name, private message me.
Now, were you getting a lot of hate for this? Or was there support surrounding you? What was the community reaction to this?
I would say 95% support, 5% non-supportive, telling me to take my personal crap off of the page. I shouldn't be slandering people's names. But the reality is, if it's true, it's not slander. It's not my personal laundry. It's a communal laundry because he lives in our community and he solicits people from this Nextdoor.com app. So it's not personal. It's not private. It's communal. Right. So, of course, this goes on, I don't know, a couple days. And then the wife finally jumps in. That was like Tuesday or Wednesday. And then on Friday, the wife jumps in and says, "We're filing an injunction of harassment on her. The constable said that these are bogus. The judge signs them all day long. It doesn't really mean anything." So, of course, me being me, could not, you know, refrain and message her back saying, you know, "Injunction harassment, whatever. Please do file it on me. That will give me the opportunity to show the judge texts that you," in capitals, "sent me stating that this has been going on for years. And the text that you sent me stating that these pictures are ones that he's used in the past."
So basically, you're not the first person to be quote unquote victimized by this person.
Correct.
And we have evidence of that via his wife.
Correct.
Okay. Just double checking on that.
The ironic part, though, is she complained to Nextdoor.com and got all of my posts deleted, which kind of sucks.
Oh, so Nextdoor.com kind of sided with her.
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you have any, I guess, intention of going after Nextdoor.com and anything?
I've already filed this, something against the attorney, with the attorney general with them.
Okay, so you have actively pursued something, a complaint against Nextdoor.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Then the next thing is the wife texts me privately on my phone, you know.
So once again, utilizing the information that they gained from you originally contacting them to quote unquote harass you again.
Correct.
Okay.
I made the choice to not respond and text the constable instead. And he advised me to call 911 because the wife doing that, he felt, violated the husband's order.
But the order is not specifically against her. It's more or less against him. But the action of more or less a third party contacting you.
The order says directly or indirectly.
Okay.
So,
clears that up a little bit.
So, the cop went to her house and spoke to the husband and, you know, said, you know, are you aware your wife is texting Marianne? And the husband said, no, I'm not. So the cop said, bring your wife down here. The wife comes downstairs and, you know, she's all up in arms. And she says, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. She goes, we're filing an injunction against Marianne. And the cop's like, okay. And she goes, and, you know, I'm going to have to change my phone number. I've got people calling me and texting me and asking me if I want to give them blowjobs. So
one would assume that if Senor is stepping out and Senorita fully understands that he's stepping out, then one could assume that she would be could be swingers and she could be just as easily stepping out.
Yes.
And if she knows about it and she's not stepping out, that kind of makes it a little bit worse than if she was stepping out herself.
Correct.
Because, you know, that at that point, it's usually a mutual, okay, I'm going to screw you, you're going to screw them, we're all going to screw each other and have a big old screwball. And
I'm a monogamous person. I really don't know how that stuff flies, so yeah, I can't even comment on that.
I'm with you. I'm with you with that. It's just, you, that's, anyway.
So then the next thing she goes, and Marianne is sending naked pictures of my husband.
But how'd you...
Wait, let me finish. She goes, she's sending naked pictures of my husband through all the community on Nextdoor.com. So the cop pauses for a minute, and he looks at her, and he goes, how did Marianne get those pictures of your husband?
Now, I want to stop you right there real quick. So, note what you just said. His wife said, sending naked pictures.
Correct.
And I went through the messages that you had with Senor Pervert, as we'll know him for now. He specifically said, I do not send naked pictures.
Yes, he did.
But his wife said that you are sending naked pictures of him.
Correct.
So you either A, took them, or he sent them.
Correct.
Did you take them?
No, I did not.
You guys can use your common judgment for that one.
She did not respond to the cop when he asked her that question.
Okay.
Cop just thought they were a piece of work. So, this past Friday, I was out to lunch with a friend, and the constable calls me and tells me that Senor Pervert is going to fight my injunction, and they're filing one on me as well.
Good.
So, I called up my son. I told him that I would be in court on Tuesday the 16th. Could he come with me? And he said yes, he would.
Absolutely. You know, because unfortunately, I was in the house when this guy came to begin with, and having texted this guy, he said that he had a boner the entire time he was in here, and I'm just like, he's lucky I didn't see nothing, because I would have beat his ass then and there, plain and simple. You know, you fuck off with that. You know, it's hard when you get shit like that from people, and you know, obviously I was the one texting him and I got all of his information out, and you know, he played it like he was being played, and you know what, if I have to play you to keep my family safe, you know what, I'm gonna play you 10 times till Sunday. But anyway, so that's just the basic background of why we were in court to begin with. What the fuck happened while we were there? Like, what took place inside that courtroom, in your opinion?
Well, my first mistake was not having you down as a witness, but the judge basically read my accusations and asked me if that is still true today, and I said, yes, it is. Then he, I don't know, I think he gave the perv an opportunity to just tell his side of the story. And, you know, it was kind of comical because he kept saying that my son was goading him, and that I sent, you know, that me / my son sent him pictures as well.
But mind you, this guy would not continue the conversation I was having with him without receiving pictures of my mother. And I'm like, I'm not trying to get naked pictures of my mother. For one thing, she doesn't send those. Two, I ain't trying to see that. But luckily for me, this guy says, I want to see pictures of your feet. And okay, so what do I do? Google's a good guy. Gotta love Google. I Google pictures of toes and well-painted feet and all this shit, and this guy's just getting off on it. It was, oh my god, those are so sexy, I want to suck on those. It was comically disturbing, but anyway, so that was the pictures that we, quote-unquote, sent him, were public record, you know, profile or pictures of random people's feet, foot models, if you will, and that's, so we were, you know, getting him excited. Continue.
So, you know, the judge went on, and, you know, I think the judge kind of tried to bring home to the perv how strict Arizona is on sexual crimes.
Because Arizona is very, very strict. It's very, whether it be child sex or any kind of sex law, Arizona is one of the strictest states when it comes to that shit.
Yeah, and I don't know, I think the judge probably, gave us 3-4 stories. He kept apologizing for stories. The judge, what I was a little disappointed in, then the judge had asked me something, and I said, oh, well, I have pictures, and I said, you know, Your Honor, I'm a little bit concerned. I said, because now he's going into real estate. So I pulled up the website that this perv has for wanting to go to real estate. I said, this now allows him the opportunity to put cameras in unsuspecting people's homes when he's going to show them and whatnot. I said, that's very disconcerting to me. I said, and I've got,
well, because think about it. If he decides, if he's going to be a buying realtor, he finds this a woman that he enjoys, and she decides she wants to buy this house, before they fully put everything out and before she moves in, he can get back in there and
Put in cameras.
That's a scary thing. Think, you guys, think about, you know, your, if you are a female, think about yourself, or if you daughters, sisters, wives. This is some creepy shit. This is just some creepy ass shit.
Yeah, I really feel for and fear for women with him on the streets. Then there was one thing from when he was back in Idaho, I don't know, a couple of years back, where it sounded like he was soliciting a prostitute or something, and I guess he refused to pay her and told her to get the hell out of the house, and I have a gun and I'm not afraid to use it or something. So I got,
maybe that was his wife. Maybe his wife's the prostitute.
Yeah, I don't know, but I sent, you know, I gave that to the judge. I gave him the real estate thing. I gave him the information where the wife says that this is not the first time. I think the judge was a little bit inclined to be a little bit lenient on the perv because he was owning taking responsibility for what he did.
You know, the judge was starting to say something, and I thought he was going to go somewhere that he completely didn't go. He was beginning to say, you know, you're owning up, and I thought he was getting ready to say, but every time you mess up, you can't just expect to own up to everything,
right,
and get off. That's where I thought he was going with it. But he kind of shrugged it off a little bit.
Kind of wish he recorded it.
Yeah, that would have been, you know, that would have, pretty sure that's illegal, first and foremost. Pretty sure recording.
They didn't say it.
No, but I'm pretty sure recording in a courtroom is like a Class E felony. And you didn't have money to get me or your quote-unquote boyfriend out of jail if we beat this guy's ass, so I don't know how you were going to afford that kind of attorney. So I don't really know where he just seems like he was shrugging a lot of it off. You know what I mean? I almost thought that this judge kind of just didn't give a fuck.
I don't know that I want to say that. You know, he did tell the perv that, you know, I believe you've done this in the past, and I just believe this is the first time you've been caught or called out.
Well, it's clear he's done it in the past, since his wife fucking said so.
Yeah, but I did like that the judge did bring that out to him. And, you know, of course, the perv says, I ruined his business, you know, I ruined his name, and I'm just like, well, you kind of did that yourself.
When you wouldn't have to ruin somebody's name if they didn't do something worthy of name ruining.
Yeah, it's just real important for me to keep my community safe, and,
And I think, you know, the community's better for it.
Yeah, I do, too, you know, so the judge did not make a decision on squashing the filing, injunction of harassment. The judge did ask me if I wanted, would I be willing to drop it, and I said no. I said I fear for my safety, and
because clearly this guy, whether it's with a woman or a whore or a prostitute or his wife, we're not gonna take that possibility out of it, that he has a gun and he's not afraid to use it. So that's clear, you know, acceptable fear of safety.
So, the judge did say that he would take it under advisement. I do have to go back to court on January 30th because they filed an injunction on me. So, now I have to go and fight that. So, the judge said he'll either make his decision in the next couple of days or wait until that hearing. So, I guess I just gotta go back to court and see what happens. You know, I'm giving it to God. I have, you know... Vengeance is not mine. I can only do so much. I'm one person. I'm little, but I'm mighty. And I'm not going to, you know, I've done all that I can do. You know, everything else is out of my hands at this point in time.
Yeah, so there's not much more to do than, you know, kind of let the process take its course. You know, there's not much more to do. There's not much more we can do. But, you know, fact of the matter is, this shouldn't have had to go down to begin with. Guys, stay true to your fucking women. And if you don't want to stay true to your woman, don't have a woman. Just be one of those pimp daddy guys who just goes around and fucks every woman he wants to.
That's not right either.
No, but it's better than cheating on your wife when you have 4 kids.
Don't get married. Just stay single. If you can't keep it in your pants.
And wrap it up.
Or else you'll have 110 kids from 110 different women.
True. All right, guys. Well, there's not much more to really talk about. You know, there's...
Did I miss anything from court? Did I do?
I mean, other than the fact that this guy just kept going, it was one mistake. It was one mistake, when we all know it wasn't just one mistake. He's saying his daughter was getting harassed at school. Well,
you know, he said she was not being harassed yet.
He believes that she's going to be harassed, and, you know...
Nice he could tell the future. Wish yeah, I could.
You know, fact of the matter is, if you... You know, he's like, I don't want my daughter to go around thinking her dad's a perv. Well, first of all, he is. Her dad's perv. Her dad should not be in the house, and that's just my opinion on it, you know. I'm really fighting back to saying some names... So,
legally, I think we should just not mention names until it's all over.
All right. Because
they do have the injunction against me at this time.
True. So, guys, stay tuned. We're going to revisit this on the 30th of January. So, it's about, let's see, about 2 weeks away.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. 10:30 a.m. is when we are going to be having our day in court again with that. So stay tuned for that. We will bring you guys more information as it comes available. And all right, guys, remember, stay safe. Have a great night. Fuck off. See y'all later.